Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, so we are back for another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy, and
Tamara. What's up, T?
What's up? All right, so this episode, I have to say, this is a hard episode for me to watch because I am not seeing true friendships. Mm-hmm. And it just feels...
I love Beverly Hills. I even did a poll on my Instagram about what your favorite housewife show that's airing, and people, Beverly Hills won by a landslide. I'm not loving it.
I'm not loving it. I think it's because there's just too many people. Well, okay. Before we even get into our thoughts on Beverly Hills, because there's going to be, you know, a lot. Do we think this is just, I'm just speculating here. Do we think Anne Marie has been demoted?
There's been a lot of talk about her husband in the press lately. She's showed up her first scene as Kyle's friend. Something could possibly going on. So you need to get jumped down that rabbit hole and figure it out by next week, please. I'm going to need to know.
I will do as much as I can, but do you, I mean, I don't know. I remember that Sutton also was demoted her first season, and she did not have that diamond holding, but I don't remember. She did take those pictures, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I did like her. She's got amazing arms. I like that.
Oh, yeah. So, it starts off with Kyle tells Dorit and Crystal that her conversation with Sutton became very aggressive. Dorit says that Sutton will flip a switch within the same sentence. Dorit says Sutton is a drinker and she wouldn't be surprised if she poured a little vodka in her coffee. Crystal says that just because Kyle stopped drinking doesn't mean she can have judgments about someone who does. Okay. I don't know what Sutton has on Crystal, but we have to remember how much Sutton dicked over Crystal in Crystal's first season. So I'm wondering.
Was Sutton the one that walked in on Crystal when she was being changed? And then she had like a whole meltdown about it. And then they got into a fight about it and all that. But now they are
And then the hot tub stuff and the but now it's, I don't know.
Well, I mean, for Crystal to say, just because Kyle stopped drinking doesn't mean she can have a judgment on someone else. I get that.
But not in this situation.
There's been a lot of talk about Sutton's drinking throughout the years. So I mean, if she was going around preaching all the time, like you shouldn't be drinking, don't drink, then I'd be like, oh, okay, sit your butt down, Kyle. But that's not the situation.
Well, I think also if we're going to say that, if Kyle isn't allowed to have a judgment based on her interactions with Sutton on the drinking, then why is Sutton allowed to constantly judge Kyle for working out and stopping drinking?
Yeah.
And saying it's a midlife crisis and all this stuff, you know,
all these other things. I just die at this episode, last couple episodes, where they're basically saying how horrible Kyle is for getting into shape and taking control of her health and her life. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been in the health industry for so many years and started working out when I was 18 and, you know, did all the things and competed all this. So it's always just been a part of my lifestyle. Yeah, I still drink. I throw alcohol in there once in a while, but not that often.
You know, anybody can say what they will about Kyle, but Kyle can impersonate somebody better than anyone else out there. She did it when they showed the side by side of her impersonating Sutton, I had flashbacks of her doing my walk or of her being Dorit, like every single time.
How about Dorit mimicking Sutton?
I know.
That was dead on. That was funny.
Dorit's confessionals have gotten good. I don't know what's changed, but they are so much better.
I know. So much better. You know who else is getting a little spicy too? Is Garcelle.
Garcelle's, I mean, she's not, I feel like Garcelle's at a point now where she's like, shit, I've been riding too hard for Sutton.
Yeah. But the girls insinuating Sutton's an alcoholic, pretty much. It's slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Then Sutton tells Garcelle that she is upset that Kyle defended Erica. And Garcelle says that Sutton must have hit a nerve with Kyle talking about how much her life has changed. Sutton says she noticed that Kyle is wearing a different ring. And Sutton says it's hard to have a friendship with Kyle if she can't be honest. Here's the thing I'm confused about. Sutton, I have zero interest in Kyle's marriage. Also, Sutton, here's all the red flags I see in Kyle's marriage. If you saw me struggling in general, or if you saw me having a midlife crisis, in your opinion, or if you saw any of these substantial changes that concerned you, I would go straight to you and really talk to me about it. I don't know how any Sutton would think she's put Kyle in a situation to open up and share with her when every single time it's, you were more fun when you drank. What's going on with you? What's happening? Like, it's all accusatory. If you see it, if somebody's actually a friend and you know that they're starting to have marital struggles, wouldn't you actually want to have a real conversation?
Yeah, and not talk behind their back. Exactly. I didn't really take it as Kyle was defending Erica. I took it as Kyle didn't think it was set up. Like, she didn't set it up.
I don't think it was set up either, because if it was set up, I think those guys would have been mic'd and they would have walked out of the elevator and more conversation would have been had. I really don't. And there would have been a cameraman in the elevator, which there was not. Because think about it. We only got the one angle from the girls this way.
Exactly. But how about when Garcelle and Sutton sit down for breakfast or whatever, Sutton's like, I'll have a tea. Sutton's like, I'll have a Kettle One on the rocks.
And then she pulls the ocean spray out of the bag again.
Oh, did she? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, like there was another little grapefruit.
If you're carrying around your mixer, that's not good.
And I don't know. It's brutal. And also,
according to Sutton, if you're losing weight, working out, and you stop drinking, something's going on in your life. There's something really bad going on in your life.
But God forbid you actually talk to that person and say, hey, do you need anything? I'm here for you. I see you're making a lot of changes, but they might be positive changes, but they're, as your friend who's known you a certain way, I'm concerned.
Are we going to talk about Garcelle's comment?
Which one?
About Dorit. After the robbery, Dorit still had her jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I feel like things are only going to get but worse between Garcelle and Dorit.
Dorit, yeah. Good. I can't wait. Well, I am enjoying Garcelle so much this season. I just feel like she's just laying it out there, saying it like it is.
Coming out of her shell. Then we see Erica meets with her talent manager, Alexis, who we met when we went to her show. Erica says her reputation and career were shattered after Tom's indictment. Erica wants to be back on stage and entertaining again. Alexis says she will make calls to see if there's any interest. Erica's manager deserves a raise if she was responsible for this Vegas residency.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about watching her career and all that. I don't know how much they're going to show it on the show because she is doing a spinoff about her stage performance. So I'm hoping we get to see a little bit of it.
But even seeing her with her mom, like all of it, we're seeing a completely different side of more dimensions.
Come on.
Not Erica walking into her fancy office, like that's over the top, you know, none of that. Like it's all just stripped down, real conversation.
She just seems like a very real person now.
Yeah. She's tangible. Like she is a human being. You're like, okay, we see what you're coming from. And I like that.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Danielle Fishel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle.
But you know us best as Topanga,
Sean,
and Eric from Boy Meets World.
And now, Pod Meets World, the podcast where we've been sitting down weekly to rewatch the show we starred in as kids, and we've been unpacking, well, a lot.
And we've been taking the show on the road with the Kids Wanna Jump Tour, where every stop in cities across the U.S. has been totally different and pretty hilarious, if I do say so myself.
But we know not everyone can join us, so we're happy to announce that our recent 30th anniversary of the show, live from the Met in Philadelphia, will now be available to stream no matter where you live.
Our biggest show yet, in the hometown of the Matthews, featuring appearances by Trina, Angela McGee, Matthew Lawrence, a.k.a. Jack Hunter, Tony, Mr. Turner Quinn, and Danny Harley McNulty, who makes a very special surprise visit.
It was so much fun, and now you can experience it from the comfort of your own home.
It will be available on December 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific. You can learn more about how you can watch at veeps.events/podmeetsworld.
December 11th, your birthday.
That's birthday boy.
And this stream will be the only way to see or hear the Philadelphia show. We won't ever be airing it again, and we won't be releasing it as a podcast. Get all the info on streaming the live Pod Meets World show so you don't miss out. Go to Veeps, veeps.events/podmeetsworld now.
We finally get to meet Kyle's friend, Morgan Wade. They meet at the tattoo artist. Kyle says Morgan is 100% herself and it's very freeing. Kyle was talking about how some people think, you know, certain cast members think that her not drinking is devastating and something's going on in her life and all this and how awkward it is. And Morgan did say, she goes, I lost a lot of friends when I went sober. Kyle says it's nice to have a friend that she has things in common with. Does it bother Kyle when you hang out that you'll drink and she doesn't, or is it?
No, she doesn't care. I think that regardless of what you see on the show, like Kyle is not judgmental in that way. Like she wasn't drinking at BravoCon and I was, and you know, we laughed and had a good time and I didn't feel anything changed because she's able to still
have fun, be herself. Yeah. She gets a tattoo of the planet and the stars on her lower stomach. And then Kyle tattoos Morgan with a K. Can I tattoo a T on your arm? It's not going to work because your name's with a T.
Either way, if you think I'm letting you tattoo something on my body, your eyesight?
I will wear my readers.
I want extra thick ones. Let's both draw our best T's and see who wins. Do you have a piece of paper?
I will. How do you draw it? Just a T is two lines.
Well, see, mine is going to be better then because I'm using a fancy T.
Can you even see that?
Your T is shit. Look, I put a little fancy little loop right here for mine.
I got a fancy loop. You can't even see mine. At least I can.
Yours looks like a sperm.
Yeah, it does. It looks like mine looks like an IUD.
Yeah, an IUD.
So I can't.
No, I'm not letting you tattoo anything on me.
I have a tattoo appointment.
You do?
It's like December 15th. So, Chelsea, you know Chelsea?
Yeah.
She hooked me up with a tattoo artist. She goes, I'll go with you. I'll get one too. And I said, okay. So now I have 15 days or something like that. 17 days to figure out what I'm going to.
Is this your first tattoo?
I had my ex's name tattooed on my finger. I cut that off. Then I had a tramp stamp and I had that lasered off. So I am tattoo free.
You know, making this mistake for the third time, I co-sign on it. I have, you know, whatever.
Dude,
it is,
I'm
five terrible ones.
So old that it doesn't even matter.
It really doesn't matter.
I only got a few, you know, 20 years left of me. She seemed very likable. I will say that.
Yeah.
You know her, right?
Yeah, and she's so funny and always laughing and making a joke.
Kyle was very giddy, laughing and sweet. And so they seem like they have a great friendship. But then Kyle gets home and she immediately wants to show off her new tattoo to Mauricio.
Yeah.
She knows he doesn't want her to get any other tattoos. And it's almost like you're seeing the Kyle that wants to purposely piss off Mauricio on camera.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh. He's like, and then he goes back to his love bean.
Well, I was just going to say, if I never hear that love bean again, I've never even heard that before in my life until now.
I feel like love bean should only be used when you're in a positive conversation.
Love bean.
Love bean. Like, but then we get into Kyle inviting her new friend, Anne-Marie Wiley, to her CBD THC party. Anne-Marie is Kyle's new friend who is married to Marcellus Wiley and lives down the street from her. When she walked in, of course I remembered that Erica had that dress on in pink, but I just didn't picture Sutton once again coming for someone in a black dress.
I know.
Like at first she did it to me, but with me, at least she called mine cute. She said Teddy's little black romper is cute.
Oh my gosh. By the way, you know, they still do make that dress. You can get it on Revolve. It's still there. So
I've tried it on. It doesn't look cute on me.
No, we're too short.
In any color.
No. The thing is like, I don't really like housewives that are constantly making fun of looks. And yeah. Sutton's been doing that a lot lately. Like making.
Well, some, especially.
He even made a comment about PK.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What, that was nasty. Did she say?
Talking about, you know, they met with the matchmaker and she's like, well, if something about.
If she could fall in love with.
If she can fall in love with PK, then I guess I can find somebody or something. It's like, really?
I don't know.
The cast comments about Anne-Marie. Kyle says she's pretty and she lives on my street. Crystal said the bitch is nosy. And Sutton says they're still making that dress. She's wearing that. So a lot of shady little comments made. I'm curious to see because she was not in the intro. She had no confessional or solo scene. Is she a housewife? Is she not a housewife?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to stay tuned.
they walked into the party and Garcelle says, oh no.
Denise. But she was talking about the oh no in regards to I didn't realize it was Denise. It was about Camille and Faye.
Oh, and then Denise goes, what? Oh. Did Denise seem a little off to you?
Listen, that gave Meredith made her the rumors seem casual.
Was that alcohol?
Well, she didn't say yes to the THC. Well, all I know is after seeing Denise and Camille walk in and even Cynthia there, I was like, thank you.
You were invited.
Thank you to whomever inside of myself told me to say no to this dinner. And because I'm so grateful.
But you did film.
There.
You did film this season.
I did, but that was different. Our friend passed away and it was. Event in honor of the person who passed away.
But you,
I think that is very
do
different.
Do you have a speaking part? Well, you don't know because you don't know if it's what's going to air or not. But did
no
you?
No idea. I was mic'd.
You That's were mic'd. So, of course, you spoke. That's like saying, is the grass green?
Did Teddy speak?
Is the grass green?
Does a bear shit in the woods? I was happy.
Can I tell you a little story?
What?
Really quick. Yesterday, I took the dog out to go to the bathroom. We were in Big Bear.
Yeah.
And our back of our house is open up to the woods. There's no gate, no fence around our backyard, just trees and a hill. So I walk out, it's 6 a.m. Walk out there, dog's trying to take a shit, right? He's all hunched over trying to take a shit. And then I hear noise in the.
Is it a bear?
No, it was a big coyote.
No.
Bigger than the dog. And he is. Just crawling, but he's walking slowly and I'm yelling. And I live in an area where there's coyotes walking up and down our street. So if you open the door or yell, they're gone. This thing was not bothered by anything. I'm in the split second as he's walking up to him, I'm yelling, rugby, rugby, rugby. And he's a puppy. So he doesn't always listen. Dog's oblivious to it. He's just hunched over trying to take a shit, mom. Just leave me alone. Right. And so finally the coyote gets almost next to him and Rugby comes running into the house. This coyote was unbothered, did not care. And I'm like, what would I have done if he attacked him? Do I get involved? Do I just go in the house and call it a day? I mean, if there's a bear, good luck, Rugby.
Yeah.
Good luck. But
I don't know. I feel like we saw that one video where the guy threw something and the coyote ran off. Who knows? But let's not let that happen again. That's scary.
Oh my God. Well, I told Echo, that's it. Order somebody, find somebody, put a fence around this backyard. I don't want to have to. Now I'm paranoid, totally paranoid. Could you imagine if it was a bear? Oh God.
Yeah. I also wonder, have you ever done a THC tasting yourself? Like food?
No, I'm not a big THC drops into my food. It's just not, I don't like that. I mean, I do tastings every night with my own THC with Vina.
Yeah. I don't need to.
Yeah. I mean, when the girls were like, I'll have 1 milligram of THC. I'm like, oh, I'm really not going to do anything. I mean, our gummies legally you could ship if it's under 5 milligrams and below. But
what did you think about, cause I don't want it. I am friends with Crystal, but watching her sometimes say things when she says, Crystal saying Anne-Marie talks a lot and asks too many questions. I wanted to be like, Crystal, you need to talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
She
called her a nosy bitch or something like that.
But that was in her confessional.
That was
in scene. I want her to talk more.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't want her to get mad. I know she has more in her. And she just has to start bringing it. Like, she's always wanting everybody to stop fighting, and that's her concern. So then I'm like,
we're not on the wrong
personality.
Show.
We're not personality.
Yeah. No, I like her a lot. I think she's a great person. I would like to see her be a little bit more vocal.
Yeah.
I would like to see her be a nosy, bossy bitch.
Agreed. Sutton then tells Kyle that then they like go off to have a side conversation while dinner party from hell's going on and everybody's waiting to get the announcement on what to eat, where to sit, all those things. Sutton and Kyle have a moment sitting in like the den or whatever people call it. And Sutton tells Kyle that she hated how their conversation went and that she wasn't in the right headspace. Sutton says her ex told her that he's moving to London and that she needs to come. Kyle immediately says he doesn't have the right to tell you what to do. And then she goes, oh, well, he doesn't. Don't worry. I get full custody of my son and now I get more money. So I had a lot of things going on in my head. And then Kyle, I don't think I'm being biased here, rightfully goes, so then what's the problem? You get more money and you get your son.
Well, did you catch, I don't have it verbatim, but did you catch what she said? She's like, my ex-husband is a big deal. He's a big deal. He's not a real estate agent.
Oh, yeah. He does more than sell houses. He's global.
He's global. He's global. He's not a realtor. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is with these constant like,
but also why is she talking about him so much this season when before she was so closed mouth? Like, did he have to sign off on this or like,
I don't know what's going on. Like I didn't even know who her husband was. Now we know what company he worked for or works for. And he's getting an increase.
A big raise. And he's paying her more money.
London. And now it's like, well now, and it's so weird. Like she's all, well, now he's going to have to pay more money. It's like, why did you say that? Like you already announced that you're making bazillion of dollars a month from your ex-husband. Like, are you proud of that?
While also saying that you want to be financially independent. Like, I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve half of whatever her ex-husband has, but then stop telling us about it. We get it.
We
understand.
It.
Yeah. Listen, my prenup is so shit that like, if I were to get divorced, like I will be living off my paid post and my twat's money. That's what we've
got. Well, that's what I did when I didn't get 1 cent when I got divorced. I had three small kids. I didn't get 1 cent. But I also didn't fight for it. I also like, I wanted to make my own start, my own break. I knew I was making money and I'm like, I'm out.
Well, I mean, I get that Sutton's ex is moving to London, but her excuses are,
out of touch. She's so out of touch.
Even the way she talked, I don't know. I'm trying to keep an open mind.
I'm not loving Sutton this season. I don't know.
Well, then Crystal asks the woman to clear the air. So Crystal goes to get them from the area to bring them to dinner than to create more of a fight at the dinner, which I was like, good job, Crystal.
There you go. Perfect.
Crystal asks the woman to clear the air before the dinner starts. Kyle says she doesn't like it when a friend makes veiled threats. We were just talking about this when we were talking about Salt Lake City. Right. Sutton says she shared something very personal with her and was made fun of. Why is Sutton being a victim in this moment?
Because she has a victim mentality. She always does. So what she shared is her husband's moving to London. And so we're getting upset. She's upset about a move that she's not making and she's getting more money. Oh, yeah. Okay. Where's my little tiny violin?
And then, I mean, remember when Dorit's house was broken into and Sutton was upset because her designer couldn't fly in that same day? Like she's always all about her.
It's rich girl problems.
Yeah. It's rich girl problems that, at this point, Sutton, you might need to make some friends that you don't pay because you're getting too many yeses from people telling you what you're doing is good. And it ain't good.
Well, certain people love to surround themselves with yes people. Like
I
am not like that. I don't need anybody blowing smoke up my asshole. Like, no.
I'd rather have a hard conversation and somebody tell me you were wrong and, you know, go back and forth on it than a bunch of people. Yeah, that was amazing. You were great.
You're great. You're great.
Ugh,
that's awesome.
And then Kyle says it's an excuse for Sutton's behavior. Sutton says Kyle's deflecting because she doesn't want to talk about her own issues. Then Kyle tells Sutton to have balls and say what she wants. Sutton says something is up with her with the working out and eating. And Kyle says, how can you say that as someone who doesn't eat?
Woo! And she pushed her. And she went there.
And
she's claiming that she just pushes her food over to the side. Doesn't eat. I will give you a little CBD 101. Mm-hmm. So they announced, the chef announced that they would have a THC dinner and a CBD dessert. Do you know why?
CBD makes you tired.
No, CBD brings you down from being high. So if you ever get too high with too much THC, you can take just pure CBD isolate drops and it will bring you down.
That is good information to know.
Yeah.
Well, then Garcelle asked if there's something going on in Kyle's marriage and what is with the new ring. Kyle says she bought the ring herself, and Kyle says this feels like a low blow after sharing with the group that her marriage went through a rough patch. This is the part I cannot fathom. If I said to you, months before, weeks before, however long it was, at that first horse retreat place, mm-hmm. and Kyle said, I'm having a rough time in my marriage, why did not one of them go, what's going on? Why did no one ask questions then?
I know.
Why are you just pissed at her now that she's not sharing? Nobody asked.
I agree. Stupid.
But I do feel like I needed to take a happy place in order to get through this.
Happy place. Does it make you happy?
It does make me happy.
Good. That's what we were striving for.
I did appreciate Anne-Marie's ability to get right in there and speak up, but not going too hot. I feel like she was doing the work.
I liked her. I feel like she was enjoyable. I feel like she seems like she has a lot to offer. I want to see more of her.
I mean, I
don't want to hear about Kyle's marriage all season long. And so far, I don't know how many
of people just accusing her for accusing shit the entire marriage. And like,
and also, she even said, like, when they're even giving her another hard time about drinking, she's like, listen, basically saying, I'm not in a good place right now. Alcohol's not going to help me.
I have, like, she's like, everyone knows she has anxiety. When you drink and you have anxiety, I know this from my own personal anxiety.
Hang anxiety.
Anxiety is the word. And if you're going through a tough, but at this point, even then, when she says that, why does not one person, like if I told you, Tamara, my anxiety is through the roof, I feel like I'm, you know, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and you didn't ask me what's going on,
I would offer you some happy.
I'd be like, what the f's up with Tamara? Like, why didn't she even care to ask me what's going on? Like, if you're willing to share that much, you want somebody to ask, not threaten you. It's weird.
I know. It's not nice, guys.
Ugh. Well, anywho, take a little break and come back and talk about Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, we are back to talk about Miami. Starts off, Kiki says now that Larsa is dating Marcus, she barely hears from her. She feels like she is losing her best friend and questions what would happen if she and Marcus broke up.
Don't you feel like that's pretty normal? Like somebody gets into a relationship.
When you get into a relationship, your friendships with your single friends will change a little bit. Like,
yeah,
you're not going to be going out to clubs.
For five years, Larsa was going out, going out and having fun and doing things with his girlfriend, her girlfriends. But now she's in a committed relationship and she doesn't want to do that anymore. And I get it. She's like, you know,
I'm too tired.
49 years old. Like, I know. I'm like, I know. Just like Jingle. I had to back out of Jingle Ball.
I know. Too
many late nights. I have to prioritize.
Well, I will be there with the kids. We are not missing Olivia Rodrigo. Hello. And also, I'm no doctor, but I feel like Marisol just wanted to show off all her Chanel brooches.
Kiki in a walker and Marisol in a sling. I mean, that basketball game really showed that these girls have zero athletic ability.
I mean, it was good. Then we have a very special guest appearance.
Yes, we do.
On this episode, when Larsa and Marcus start recording their podcast, Separation Anxiety, also on iHeartRadio.
Yes, our very own.
They pan to one of our producers rolling her
eyes. As Marcus and Larsa are kissing, she's rolling her eyes.
Rolling her eyes multiple times. I was texting her as we were watching it. And I'm like, Tara, you've been in this episode more than Crystal's been in Beverly Hills so far, these last three episodes. So what? She goes, I wasn't even mic'd. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm like, well, your eye rolls did enough.
No, I think she was mic'd. She just, because she was mic'd, she didn't want to say anything.
Oh, is that what
so
it was?
She was very careful. So she was doing the express. She was talking with her eyes.
She didn't realize they were going to use it. I wonder if that was the same eye roll and they just kept reusing it.
More than likely, for sure. Well, you know what? Larsa did not want to talk about Michael Jordan.
No.
He said that she had met the relatives, his mom. But when it came to Michael Jordan, she's like, I am not talking about him. Kind of the same thing she did about the Kardashians. She does not want to talk about them.
I think she knows that whenever she says anything, it's going to go everywhere. And Julia calls Marisol to invite her to the party at Adriana's house. Marisol says that she has a medical procedure and will need to rest after. But it seemed like she said she was going to come. And then once she realized it was at Adriana's house, she was like,
I got to get my butthole waxed.
I'm busy painting my nails. I can't make it.
Marisol talking to Julia on the speaker and not telling her Adriana was listening was next level. They're together because Adriana is going to have ketamine treatment for her anxiety.
I feel like Marisol,
would you have done that on camera? Ketamine,
I don't know. That scared me a little bit, but like Marisol feels like even when she was talking like that, I was like, Marisol's me when anybody asks me to do anything after 6 p.m. I was like, that is who I am. Now.
But wait, now, Adriana's trauma is due to Marisol, and this is why she needs ketamine. She's like blaming it on Marisol. That's why she needs ketamine. This is, to me, is kind of like back in the day when Shannon blamed Vicky for the reason why she gained weight.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Have I heard that ketamine treatments are incredible? Yes. Do I think that I would try it for the first time
on camera
and have somebody sit there and watch me?
What's the other one? Ashwanda. Is that what it's called?
Ashwaka. I forget. Ayahuasca.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. What do we got for Johnny?
Ayahuasca, but ayahuasca is something different because that's like you go out somewhere.
Listen, I'm not doing any ketamine, ashwagandha, whatever it's called. I'm very happy suppressing my emotions, my issues deep inside where nobody can find them.
Listen, all I need to add to my resume is a ketamine addiction. So I'm good. I'm good on that for now. Then we get to Lisa telling Gertie that she found out Gertie was dealing with a health problem, but can't tell Gertie how she found out. Gertie responds that she can't give her any details about her health then. At this point, Gertie, just tell.
I have a lot to say, and I'm really holding my tongue on this.
Well,
and I don't want to.
Because it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for Larsa.
No, it doesn't look good for Larsa. I think Larsa is coming from a good place. She's not out there like just spreading rumors about it. It's like, I feel bad for her. Like she has breast cancer. And
here's the thing. Do I think that Larsa was malicious and trying to go out of her way to hurt Gertie by sharing it? No.
No,
I don't think she should. But do I think she should have shared it?
No.
No. Let Gertie have her moment to share it with all of the people in the way that she wants to share it. And I can't be upset with Gertie because she wants to share her own personal medical information and feeling betrayed by somebody who shared it after you asked them to not.
Somebody you've told other people. I told her because it was a test to see if she'd tell other people.
Well, because I think she was pissed at that moment. I think she was pissed. And I don't think Lisa helped by going, I can't tell you who told me, when clearly it's Larsa.
Well, I'm glad she did that because that's what makes a good housewife.
Well, then Gertie says she isn't happy because she wanted to tell everyone herself. Alexia tells Gertie that Larsa told everyone out of a place of concern, which we do agree on. And then Nicole questions if Larsa actually felt bad because she called her and asked her if the cancer was real. That's not good.
No. That's not good at all.
Why would she call Nicole and ask her that? Larsa, why? I think making that kind of statement that Larsa did make about why is she drinking alcohol when her doctors never told her she couldn't drink alcohol. I think if her doctor said, you need to be off alcohol, you need to do that, it's just another way of kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's
making
a good
Gertie
statement.
Look like. I think it's not a correct statement to make. And I think it actually is flawed because then it's going to make people. It's not like she's sitting there drinking right after the doctor told her she's pregnant and can't drink. Like. It's different, I think. And I think not a good look. But I still love Larsa, but I don't think that was a necessary comment. And I think in hindsight, it's most people when stressed, if not told they have to avoid alcohol, will have a drink or two. And that doesn't mean they're not taking their cancer seriously.
So that's, for me, so weird. Like when I'm stressed, I will absolutely avoid alcohol.
Which is exactly what Kyle had said. She had been
stressed or upset about something. It's the worst thing you can do.
Right. But you're saying that's what you do. But imagine when you first came back to OC and you were stressed, you were having alcohol and then you acted poorly. That's what happens. That's life. You can't say I would never do that because you do it just like I do it. Just like 90% of other human beings do it unless you're sober. Or a doctor tells you not to. But then Nicole wonders if Lisa will come to the party after an article came out about Lenny accusing her of placing a listening device in his car. Is that illegal? They're saying it's illegal.
I would imagine if you're putting a listening device on somebody, it cannot be legal. But could you imagine Lisa doing that?
I mean, I could imagine myself doing it. I mean, if I really wanted to find out if something was going down, put a little something on underneath
really?
The car. I don't know. I mean, I
like living my life in denial.
I don't know.
I want to know.
I mean, I think at this point, Lisa already knew. So what is she trying to find out at this
point? Well, the thing is like somebody had said that the fact that it's, I think Nicole said it, like they're in court case. So if she's legal issues, she's trying to get like inside information
about money. If he's cheating or
that's
doing...
where it could be like criminal charges if she's doing something like that.
Oh, that makes sense. That does make sense. But I feel like the old woman from Titanic with Lisa and Lenny's divorce. Like, it feels like it's been going on for 84 years. I'm done. I really don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't
want to hear about it anymore either. I really don't.
I don't necessarily think at this point either Lisa or Lenny have the world's best intentions for one another. Mm-mm. And it's just everything that we see. I just want her to focus on the good stuff. Like, Jody seems really good with her kids.
It's got to come to a point where you're focusing on the good. Like, if you're in a, you're now in a relationship, you've been in a relationship for a year, like, let's just move that way in that direction, in a more positive direction. Like, I get it. Like, Lenny did what he did to you and you're going through legal issues, but I don't think it's a good idea to be bringing it up constantly in front of Jody. And is she doing this just for show purposes, or is this like how life is really going on?
Well, who knows? Now that we know that Jody has a similar situation, we don't know anything. I feel like I've been blindsided with this new Jody info, and now I have to go down that rabbit hole.
I feel like this whole wedding that he supposedly was going to have is being totally blown out of proportion.
We need to get Lisa on, because I can't properly assess this information until I know more about Jody. And I put him in the back burner, but now I'm committed to learning more about him. So I apologize, guys. I haven't done due diligence with him, but I will now.
You do it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. We'll be back next week to talk all things All Housewives. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENA CBD.com.